And we are going to continue with the prayers of the church. There are some updates to share with the congregation. I got quite a few here that I just wanted to let you know before we enter into prayer. The first, of course, is that we're going to uplift the Lockwood family, the Stokes family, with the loss of Dixie Crawford. She died on Tuesday. She is the mother of Sue Lockwood and also the grandmother to Brandy Stokes. Also received news that on Tuesday, Cindy Mosier, stepdaughter-in-law to Ruth Mosier, she died on Tuesday. We're going to uplift the Mosier family as they mourn her death. Also, some thanksgiving for the gift of life for Miles Johnson, a member of Elaine's family. We'll give thanks for that. Bo Baker, someone who's asked for prayers for health restoration. We're going to pray for Bob as he heads in for surgery on Monday. And then also for Mark. Mark, for your surgery and recovery in the days ahead as well. Good to see you here today. Let's bow our heads for a time of prayer. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Our Father in heaven, uphold and strengthen all families on the earth. Guide parents to teach their children all that you have done and promised. Grant your blessing today wherever your people gather. We especially pray for the churches in Philomath as they gather for worship. Continue to strengthen these fellowships, Lord, in your mercy. Extend your kingdom, O Lord, through mission efforts around the world. We uplift our partners in mission, J.P. Seema and wife Amy, as well as Jordan and Jamie, and their children today, all the children, especially the Seemas, as they serve in Cambodia. Protect them and open up connections in which your promises can be shared. Lord, in your mercy, hear the prayers of the poor, so that their daily needs of food, clothing, and shelter be available to them. Bless all who grow and distribute crops, all who seek to alleviate pain and suffering, and all who fund and build decent housing. Listen especially to those needs we know, including today those mourning, the family of Cindy Mosier, as well as the family of Dixie Crawford as they gather and mourn their recent deaths. We also pray for those who are in transition for health concerns, Bob heading into surgery, Mark on the road to recovery from surgery. Lord, we also thank you for the gift of life, for little baby Miles, the joy that that brings. We ask that you would cover and protect life for those families, people that are on the lines of those fires south of us, that you would keep those individuals safe and families safe as well. Lord, also those names that we bring to you today, Haley, Holly, Joe and Caroline, Melody and Brad, Janine, the Motlock family, Kathy, Jerry and Joyce, Bob, Kai, Simon, Georgette, Tim and Raina, Peggy and her family, Angela, Terry, Betty, Greg. Lord, be with each person in their specific needs. Give them the healing, comfort, and hope that fits your gracious plans for them. Lord, in your mercy, you have graciously forgiven us for Jesus' sake. Open doors of opportunity for this congregation to be a welcoming place, a welcoming place for those burdened with their past. Grant us to tell them what you have to say to them, words of forgiveness, peace, and hope, and security. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, you have given us cause for celebration and thanksgiving. Today we give thanks for special occasion and answered prayer. Lord, especially for the gift of Jean Worth to her family and her friends here gathered today to celebrate her birthday. Lord, we thank you for the life that you've given to Jean, the laughter she's blessed us with. Also those challenges too, Lord, for you have been faithful to her. Lord, continue to walk with her on her journey that we may share life together, have more joys in the future. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your promise to hear us. Amen. And receive that final benediction from Numbers chapter 6. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with his favor and give you his peace. Amen. We close with our final hymn, Blessed Assurance.